I'm at the Byron Bay Writers Festival and I'm talking to Jill Eddington, the head of the Literary Board of the Australia Council. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Yeah, Director of Literature, they call me.
And what does that actually entail, being Director of Literature?
The position really is about overseeing the strategic investment, I suppose, of the Australia Council funds into the art of literature, sustaining literary culture in Australia.
So coming to a festival like this, what sort of things are sort of you looking for and what sort of things are getting you interested?
Well, we actually invest in various ways in the festival, which is really exciting. So the Australia Council has invested in Byron Bay Writers Festival since its very first year, which we were sort of one of the inaugural investors. So it's really terrific. Of course, our percentage of money is very tiny these days, but it's still important both financially and symbolically to the festival. So the overall festival, I think, just contributes so much. It's really interesting in terms of festivals these days. They, as you know, are growing up everywhere, attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors across Australia to writers' festivals. And Byron is probably one of the best and most respected of those festivals. And I think the role that they're playing from my point of view as Director of Literature in Australia is that they actually introduce Australian writers to Australian readers. And that's a really important role.
And, of course, you were actually director of the Byron Writers Festival for a number of years yourself, weren't you?
I was, 7 years, and so I still think of it as my baby. Of course, it's grown it's grown up to be a very big and fabulous adult now, and really proudly to see. But it's still got the same sensibility, and it's a very similar model, so it's lovely to see the longevity.
So one of the reasons why the Australia Council would, of course, invest, however small amount, as you say, in things like writers' festivals is they do believe that they're intrinsically important to the development of appreciation of literature in the country.
Yeah, totally. So it's all sorts of layers. It's about promotion, of direct promotion, and you know, we know this is where readers actually get to meet the writers and win them, you know, and the writers win new readers as well as establish old readership. But the other thing is, yeah, it's about contributing to a vibrant literary culture in Australia. So they actually, and you watch the way the whole community engages with this space, and had a beautiful moment yesterday. I went into our wonderful local fish shop, as you know, and you know, everybody in all the local businesses is talking about the festival. They're talking about bringing their kids out here or coming out to the books, and you think, I mean, they play a really important part in the exposure of literary culture across Australia. And if you think that that's happening here in Byron and these festivals are popping up in every little town now, that must be happening right across Australia. Of course, the other thing is that from a writer's point of view, they're extraordinarily important in that they contribute to them meeting each other, so creating a community of writing. They also meet international writers here at these, and they become a point of contact for them to actually sit on stage next to an international writer. And I was talking to Sarah Armstrong, who's actually on a session with David Vann today, and you just go, what an opportunity for her to be on the stage with a world-class, you know, world-renowned writer, and she'll probably develop a relationship and contact with him, and so that could have an impact on her in terms of global audiences as well. So there's all sorts of layers, and of course for our budding writers, these places are fantastic opportunities to come and hear the very best of Australian writing. So, you know, they add a great deal of quality to Australian culture, I think.
Thank you, Jill.
Pleasure. Lovely to see you.